Blog Talk Radio.
Some things reach her and to get her where she needs to be. And I do appreciate her taking time to join us on this show tonight. We have Latae Pickett. Latae Pickett is inspired. Her ministry is inspired to inspire. And I always tell her, you always inspire me to inspire. So when I come before you, I come at your heart because I'm being inspired, getting that push, and that's what it's all about. Thank you so much, Latae. She has several projects going on. We're going to share what she's doing at the end because in her sponsorship supporting us, we make sure we give those individuals the right due like they're supposed to. Also, we have Lisette St. James. I just called her first name. Lisette joined us last night. Thank you, Lisette, for joining. You took time. I really appreciate it, Lisette. And I want you to continue to join us. Now, just let me know on that shirt behind me, especially for these people that are joining me tonight. You need when you get my email, let me know your size, your delivery address, and I will send you a shirt. And it's saying responsible, hashtag responsible, has my name on the back with the host, with the rest of the co-hosts joining on the show. And also we have the web link where you can check us out. And also we have on the front of the show, we have the Smith Way Production with all of our shows. So it's good to have you as a part of it. So just get that information to my email. That's Lorenza, lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Or DM me on Facebook. You can do that. Let me know your size and delivery address. Won't cost you a thing. But you take the time. Check us out on our sports show tonight. Then we have Dion Dixon, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We're going to give you that shout-out, Dion. You're joining us. Thank you so much. You was here with us previously, even last night. Thank you for taking time. If not, you've been on the show, but thank you. You're supporting. Let's get this thing started tonight. We're going to talk some sports tonight. It's basically sports has reached a crossroad during COVID-19. We want you to be a part of it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts in regards to sports. Also, we want to make sure you check us out on the web link. I mentioned that it's on this shirt, that you'll have it at all times because you can wear the shirt. It's a green color this year. It's Christmas color. We just wanted to have a shirt. We also have a black shirt as well that talks about our show, that Monday night show. You can get one of those. I have very few of those left. When you email me or either you direct message me, let me know you would like to have one of those shirts for the talking reels to you, which is hashtag One Life Matter. This one, hashtag Responsible. We're also on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. You also can tweet the show. We have several opportunities where you can tweet the hosts, the co-hosts, and those many individuals who join us as guests. You have at The Smith Way Production, which is the show and the network, more or less the network Twitter account. You can check us out right there, at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7. Then you have at Coach with a K underscore L underscore Smith. That's Coach Lauren D. Smith, as well as at Elliot Darrell with the number 1, and also at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. You can tweet the show using those addresses and those handles right there. We also want to give a shout-out to Denise Stephanie. She's joined us from Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. Denise, I know you had been in the hospital, and I hope you're out. Our prayers is that you'll be out. If not, if you're there listening, we pray that for speedy recovery on your end, as well as we're praying on this end that happened for you. Thank you so much. She said, old sports, football, out of my league. No, you can always either pick up something because we want to leave something with you in regards to what's going on in sports. We also want you to understand on Facebook, we are also being broadcast on facebook.com/DrDRAO Dalberto Smith. And also on Twitter, we are being broadcast through Periscope, and that's at the Smith Wave Production. So we look forward to having an awesome night tonight. So we're going to get this thing started up. I want to announce those individuals, present these individuals to some of you if you don't know. Serve as our guest, serve as our co-host, and they volunteer, come in from time to time, and sometimes they're here all the time. And we thank them for taking time because it is a volunteer job. You know, I'm going to just send them a nice little Christmas gift. You know, kind of put a few pennies in their pocket and let them know that we appreciate what you're doing. We have Hales from North Alabama up in the Madison County, Huntsville area. The recent coach of Chapman Middle School, he has 6 girls basketball championship and 5 boys middle school basketball championship and 2 middle school football championship. We call him the King. Not because of them winning all those championships, but we call him the King because he's coming hard when he's on here and he shares things, and that name was given to him by our radio personality that joined us as well on this show. So none other than Coach Tremaine Edwards. And that's Coach Trey. We appreciate him when he's able to join us. We have the lady of the hour, none other than my daughter. So proud to have on here. She's in what they call a contract tracing quarantine right now for business. Going into be 14 days, so she won't come out until next week. So in essence, we want her to be here. We knew she could be on the phone, but we never, you know, I checked on her. She's hanging in there. She's grinding. She's doing what she's supposed to do. None other than Coach Lauren D. Smith. We have also joining us a millennium, as well as Coach Smith is a millennium, none other than Coach Cameron Gilmer. Now, this young man, I'll be remiss if I don't holler at him because he's known as Touchdown Tony. He hails from South Central Alabama. He retired with the Alabama High School Athletic Association, decided to say, well, I'll volunteer to be a part of Talking Sports Plus. We do appreciate him, none other than my fraternity brother, Coach Tony Stalwart. And also we have our radio personality who joins us from time to time. We appreciate the radio personality. Remember I say his name, Coach Tremaine the King. He's with the Big KD in Montgomery, Alabama, but it goes all over Central Alabama. 94.1 as well as 95.7. None other than my fraternity brother. So proud to have him. As well as Daryl E. Train Elliott. Now, last but not least, this young man joined us about 2 weeks ago. And I do appreciate him volunteering his time to be a part of this. Hills from South Central Alabama. He's a steward who works hard making sure children are successful. As an employee, as well as a official with the High School Athletic Association, none other than, and we call him Coach Marvin Smith. How you doing, Marvin?
Hey, how you doing? Happy holidays, my big brother.
All right. Sound like a winner. Glad to have you. And also, I want to shout out these two individuals who's joining us on Facebook to ask the individual. We have Maya and our frat brother from the Great Lakes region in the state of Michigan. So glad to have him. He's joining us from time to time. He's a cohort of mine that serves as a regional director on the international board of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. None other than our frat brother, Winston K. Bingo O'Neill. Thank you, Winston, for joining us as well out of the state of Michigan. Then we have none other than Latasha A. Watch. Thank you so much. But let me get this young man just join us while I was talking. I'm glad he was able to join us. And I shouted him out earlier, but I'm going to go back because he's known to many as our high school resident expert. He's known to many. And we can go back 10 or 15 years ago when he was doing a show on Friday night. And none other than Coach Tony Touchdown Stalwart. How you doing, Coach Stalwart?
My brother, how are we? How are we? It's so good to be here. I tell you, like I tell them on Facebook on Sunday morning, I'm glad to see another day's journey.
Oh, my God. Thank you, my brother. Another day's journey. That's what it's all about. And I tell you, and it can't be remiss. I said this earlier, but I'm going to say it again because he's on the line. And he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, the vice president of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. We definitely want to make sure we recognize him as well. All right, fellas, let's
Thank
get this
so much,
thing.
My brother. Thank you so
hey,
much.
Hey, you're welcome, my brother. Let's get this thing started. We the title of the show is Sports Has Reached a Crossroad During COVID-19. And I want to make sure we share some hot topics. And it's from the professional all the way down to the high school and middle school. And our first discussion we want to talk about in our topic, we want to talk about the NBA spotlight. And the spotlight the last week and a half has been on James Harden with the Rockets. I just want to get these brothers' opinion in regard to what's going on with the Rockets. You know, where did the Rockets, Houston Rockets, go from here regarding James Harden? And I want you to share your thoughts, my brothers.
I think, you know, as I look at the Rockets, and as in any professional organization, my brothers and our listeners, everything goes back to management. Players do what they're allowed to do, and once you set a trend, players fall into that trend. Let's go back. Anthony Davis set that trend. He showed New Orleans, the NBA, the management, and the whole wide world he just simply was not going to play for New Orleans. It didn't matter to him about how much you took from him, but here's the bottom line. He had some things going on in his contract with his agent. The agents are vital important in this because it's a business. A life is a business, but when you start dealing with them kind of that sums of money, you have to have the best representation possible. I know of this because I didn't coach NBA players, but I did have a whole lot of environmental contact with Chuck and Wesley by being a part of that community. And they always talk to me about the business part of it. But with that being said, now James Harden, as he sees that Anthony Davis holdout contributing to a damn championship, and he's saying to himself, whoa, here, I might get ride that same damn bike.
Sure.
And get what I need to get up. Come to tell you something. You know, sports is funny. First of all, sports is fun. And a lot of times we look at it as being all business. But when the fun part plays out and championship is the catalyst of most players don't kick in, then those players start looking at the downside of their careers. They forget about scoring titles. They forget about being on the all-star team. They look at how can I get me a damn championship before I go to the house. And I think that's what it is with James Harden. I'm not a great James Harden protege because I'm one of those type of guys that like to see the ball move around a lot more. I ain't hating him, but I'm just thinking how I feel about it. And when you exactly. take a player like James Harden and put on another team, you're gonna have to at least be prepared for that, because it don't make no sense to get a player of his caliber if you're not gonna allow him to be who he is. So I think that might be the difference between him moving around, Westbrook moving around. Westbrook, on the other hand, is, you know, he's a high wire act anyway, and he can fit in if you want a high wire act. He can blend. He ain't gonna leave nobody to nothing but destruction. That's just the way he is. He's a high energy guy with a lot of ability, but he ain't that leader guy. James Harden has leadership capabilities, but he tried to lead too much with that ball in his hand, and everybody starts standing around. So
awesome.
It's one of those situations where he's going to play his hand as long as he can, and he may force the organization to bring him somebody in, but hell, look how many times they've done that. Chris Paul, Westbrook just left. They've done that enough. So it's one of those type things that I'm just going to sit and just wait to see how this really play out. He's going to end up getting what he wants, or he's going to end up getting where he needs to be, but Houston is through with him, and Houston won't get anything else out of it. That's my take.
Harden is an eight-time All-Star. Eight-time All-Star.
And
he has, as they say, he has almost pretty much coach have the ball in his court.
That's so true.
As you can see, that Houston, he sees that Houston is not trying to give him no help.
And how the hell you don't get him help when he? Hold my little brother. How the hell you don't get him help when he ain't gonna pass the ball?
But at the end of the day, you still gotta get somebody to want to play there and want to. At least give me somebody. I gave you Chris Paul. I gave you Westbrook.
That's the point I'm making. Getting somebody to fit that is bigger than paying him.
He's an eight-time All-Star. But that's the way they build the system around him, Coach. They built the system around him to do that.
If they built the system around him like that, then they bought into something that's not going to ever be a championship caliber, and he's going to always have the last word, and he has found out that's the way it is, and I do not blame him for holding them hostage, because all he did was gain notoriety at their expense, and they ain't going nowhere with him or without him.
And then he got to pass six COVID-19 tests.
That's true.
Before the NBA even clear him to even talk about another team. Consecutive tests now, not no 1 year. And I'm gonna let you do it. It got to be six consecutive tests. So what I'm saying is, Coach, it's just like you said. He at the end of his career, he has paid his dues up front on the front end. Now it's time for him to get it on the back end. Now, is the marriage over with between Houston and James Harden? Yes, it is. The marriage over. It's just a matter of time. When is the paperwork going to be signed? And what team is going to take a chance with him? Now, here, Philadelphia may trade for him with Ben Simmons. That's out there. So it's just a matter of time. What team going to pull the trigger with James Harden? Now, before Dr. Smith come in, get his opinion. But it's also with this generation of NBA players, not like the old NBA generation of NBA player. They want to load up now and go to teams to where, hey, he might go somewhere we don't have to do a whole lot of shooting the ball.
Well, I agree with that, but that's yet to be seen. Now, you said something about Dr. Smith coming in to speak. I really don't care what Dr. Smith said anything tonight, because I ain't seen him in a while. I might want to talk all damn night tonight.
He want to talk all night. We ain't going to let him talk all night. I control the button over here. I can click him off.
I might pull a Stephen A. Smith on your ass tonight.
That's right. Stephen A. Smith had to be Max Kellerman tonight. But I tell you, what both y'all
back,
saying.
Come on in, coach,
and I'm gonna jump in. Go ahead on, coach.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go. Back to the basics. Because I think what we do on this show is sometimes it does not matter how much we cover on the agenda, as long as whatever agenda item we do a good coverage on it. But I wanna say this. Little brother Smith, you did a good job. I think me and you are on the same page. We just showing a different way of how it's being navigated. The bottom line is the marriage is over, and I do agree with you. Players like Harden can change. Remember now, Harden used to be just a six man, so he's seen the other side of it now. I think the information we've given on that serve their purposes, and I'm going to leave it like this. Let's just wait to see what happens next. But Doc Rivers has always
I can tell you right now, give somebody else a chance. Yeah, let's kind of look and see exactly what we're dealing with. Harden has made some crucial statements the last few days when he said that, you know, first, I want to go to the Nets. That was a big talk last week.
Yep.
And this week, he saw that things were going to work out like he wanted to work out because he was caught coming to preseason camp and everything, and everybody started jumping in and lighting in on him, and he sort of said, well, if you trade me to the 76ers or anybody else, I'm all right with that. What has happened with Houston is Houston allowed this problem to come about. It has nothing to do with James Harden. James Harden is like any ball player. If I'm the man, you need me, you're going to bring me who I want to bring in, and you're going to get rid of when I want to get rid of. And he had his way. And we have to understand that he had his way. But at this point right now, this organization being torn up, my biggest concern is I don't want to get caught up. We talk about Harden. I'm thinking about Silas, the coach. I'm thinking about every time it seems like we get a and I don't want to get people to take this the wrong way. Seems like when we do get a black coach to get into a team that may have a MVP player, there's always some controversy. We can't get those, you know, that kind of situation. That concerns me more than whether Harden is pouting like a grown man or pouting like a baby. Really, what you want to say. He wanted his way. They let him have his way all the time. Now he wanted his way now. Now they try to do just like a child. Since you did not correct that child is going to continue to show out on you till he gets what he wants to. And you know what? It is best to give him, get him out of that. Move him on. Find you the best deal. But I'm also like San Antonio, too. I'm like San Antonio with Kawhi Leonard. I'm going to get you out here, but you ain't going where you want to go. You feel me? I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do for you. Because what I want to make sure you understand is that I gave you everything you asked for. And now you're going to clown on me right now because you can't have your way. But that's how a child is. If you let them have everything they want, they're going to clown sometime when it's time so they can get more. So what we have going on with that is that I would like to see them remove him, get him in a setting that whether he's comfortable or not with, to get somebody in there to help this young African-American coach in Silas who having a chance when our chance has been slim because in the NBA they recycle coaches. They continue to over and over again with coaches. And they never, when you get a young coach in there, give him a chance. Paul Silas' son, who played many years back with Washington and all those teams like that. But he earned his place to be there. Why can't we earn our place to have some of the top players? And James Harden was. But James Harden, he actually, to a sense, ran off Chris Paul. He ran off old big boy in the middle. Then they end up playing small ball. Small ball looked good for a minute. But when you start getting against the Anthony Davis, LeBron, and Dwight Howard, and everybody 7 feet, small ball don't work too good. And my thing was, he set this up, so he needs to live with it. But I think they need to make a serious decision. We go in and talk on this. A serious decision in the next week or so. They need to make a decision. Get him out of there. Make their move so that coach can have at least an opportunity. Because right now, he's like, I'm here to coach. This is what he said. I don't know what Harden's going to do. I don't know what the management is going to do. It's like he's just here to coach, and he should have a clean slate to coach instead of dealing with this kind of foolishness. But Harden is about to get out there. We're glad to see him go. I'm going to tell you, I'm glad to see him go because I'm tired of that ball being bounced 100 times and you still don't score. The call in number is 347-857-4192. Make sure you press 1. Let me get the number out so you can chat with Coach Stallworth and Coach Smith as well as myself. You can make sure you can chat with us, share your thoughts on it. Coach Stallworth.
Dr. Smith, I got a question for you. I got a question for Stephen A. Smith, Stallworth tonight.
Okay.
Who did the Houston Rockets draft in the 2020 draft?
Who did they draft in the 2020 draft?
Pretty funny. Who did they draft?
You know what happened though? Houston lost all of their
all they late round draft choices in the last two trades they made with Chris Paul, and with also
and
with Westbrook.
Yes, sir.
They
yes,
lost
sir.
Money and damn trade. So that I tell you from the beginning, it's all about management. Commit to one person.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you know
that's
they drafted.
Who
they,
yeah, who they drafted?
Kenyon Martin Jr.
Oh,
Kenyon Martin Senior played in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Right. But
they
drafted his son at 16th pick.
Okay. Okay.
So can you market him in Houston? That's the thing is when you get rid of Harden, who you gonna market?
John Walls, man. John Walls.
Oh shit. Remember now, John Walls coming off an Achilles injury. Major Achilles injury.
But they traded Westbrook for him, so hopefully he's gonna be in order to give something. And you know, with that Achilles tendon injury, you don't come back. That's what we said about Kevin Durant as well. Kevin Durant, you might think he looks good, but when you start making them cuts and them stabs and then basketball, them backup, all of that stuff, you just can't go straight all the time. You know, so
The bigger players have a longevity of coming back, more successful tenure in coming back from it. But those guards, with all that cutting, like you said, Dr. Smith. Oh, anyway, Dr. Smith, let's move on.
Yes, sir. Let's take this thing on. And, you know, I appreciate everybody joining. We have several additional people. I want to give them a shout out as we go down. We have Belinda Davis. Thank you so much for joining us. Belinda's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Nicole Davidson, one of my former students down there from McKenzie. She's in the military. Thanks for your service. She's in the Army, I believe, and she's stationed somewhere in Georgia over there. Demetra Besser, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Then we have Latasha Davis Johnson, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. And also we have her auntie joining us as well, our cousin, Deborah Yvonne Holmes joining us. Thank you so much for taking time on Facebook to be a part of it. All right, we're going to move to the Ohio State and the Michigan situation. The big talk over the last few weeks has been concerning Ohio State and Michigan. Now, Kurt Herbstreit said this on the last Tuesday night show, not the one just passed last week, about it's a possibility that Michigan was going to pull something where Ohio State wouldn't have the sixth game to make to the championship game. And it happened. Now, it happened because of COVID. They got a large outlay of COVID. So I'm not going to challenge that. That's something I'm not going to second guess on, because that's what we got to stop thinking. If they say they're dealing with it on their campus, it is different. And that's one of the things, and I even shared with several people, is that in the Big Ten is different from the Southeastern Conference, climatic-wise. And high numbers of flu because of the change of the weather. Everybody, yes, I know, acclimated to it. But when you're in a situation, then you got COVID-19, and some people are not practicing the measures like they're supposed to, your numbers are going to be high on campus, and that's going to stop you. If it's on campus, it's going to affect your football players or your basketball players or your volleyball players or your soccer players. It's going to affect all of them. So that's what we got to keep in mind. So I'm not going to challenge them on the COVID-19 outbreak on Michigan campus. But I do think that if something was planned, plus, you know, if you would have played them, you would have got smacked real good. And you didn't want to go through that this year. So Harbaugh said, well, you know, we're going to make sure we deal with our students, which is that's what the president said. I'm for that. But it did cause a problem for Ohio State now. Ohio State didn't have enough games. However, there was something happened today in regards to the Big Ten. And the Big Ten actually just elevated Ohio State to play Northwestern for the championship game, which would Northwestern won the West anyway of the Big Ten. So that would solve the problem where they have the six games. They have the six games to get into possibly the college football playoff. But I want your thoughts on that, really, guys. I want your thoughts. What do you really feel about teams that play six games, then you got some teams that play 10 games? What's your thoughts? Being coaches, being officials, share your thoughts on that because I need to know exactly how you feel on that.
I'm going to let my little brother start talking first.
Oh, you want me to go first? Okay, Stephen A.,
yeah.
I'll take it. But look, let's just look at it like this right here. You know it's something when Michigan chief of staff, chief medical official, they asked him the question, how many players, specific numbers. They won't give no numbers. They won't tell you. Usually I'll say how many kids or who the kids have COVID. So you can tell there's something behind that. But what really shocks me is that in regards of the Big Ten and Michigan, that they got to understand, they're going to get, if Ohio State makes the playoffs, the top four, Michigan going to get, going to reap the benefit of them going. Are they going to give money back to the Big Ten? Don't they give money back to the conference coach?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody make money. Yep.
Everybody make money. So I don't understand the logic, but I do applaud the conference for stepping up and go ahead and put Ohio State and Northwestern in the championship game. Because, as you know, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Ohio State probably is the best four teams right now in college football. You wouldn't want to see nobody else right now. But you got to look at – I look at Florida. I'm calling the upset that Florida going to beat Alabama in the SEC championship, but we're talking about Michigan right now, though.
Yeah, that sounds like the orange and blue. That sounds like orange and blue, man. That's all that is. Your orange and blue. Because the spec came in the eyeball, now you feel what I'm talking about. Go ahead, old Coach Starworth. Let me let you talk now. Come on, bro. Talk.
Since we're talking about robbery, it somehow it hit me.
I've learned to listen because I may be somewhat the elder statesman here in this, trio of information.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what I'm hearing is good information and somewhat information that just does not support defending some of the things. Now, Dr. Smith, I'll tell you what you did there. And I'm glad I listened, because sometimes I run my damn mouth too much and too long. You know, in certain environments, in certain states are more vulnerable to have more of the COVID, and I never thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with little brother Smith in my office today with one of my professional colleagues, and I said this. I said the SEC was smarter by starting the season on time because of this type of situation that could negate going forward or deciding the championship. Therefore, you have more games in. But if I had heard what you said just then, Dr. Smith, I might have had reservations on saying that because I got to go back and respect the Big Ten for saying, you know what, we just simply not like them. We have to have more precautionary measures in place. First of all, let me say this before we go anywhere. Harbaugh ass needs to be fired. Let me just say that first. Get it out of Michigan. And I'm sorry you ain't got that on your agenda, but it's time for him to G.O. He can't beat Michigan State. He can't beat Ohio State. He can't win the Big Ten. He's making all that damn money. And it has been one of us. We'd have been gone.
Yes, sir.
But anyway,
yes, sir. Yes,
I think
sir.
What's going to happen, and the way I look at it, y'all work with me on this now. You got the SEC championship game. Florida, Alabama.
Yep.
Florida right there at the cellar waiting for something to happen. What are you going to do if Florida, let's just say, don't win but make it a great game? All right, let's go to the ACC, Notre Dame and Clemson. What are you going to do with Clemson if Notre Dame beat them? That'll be two times, right?
That's right.
Are they gone? And will you slide Florida up? And now will you – no, excuse me. Will you slide Texas A&M somewhere near there? Now you looking at a possibility if they lock down the Pac-10 of a situation where you could have three SEC teams knocking two in and knocking the, and one knocking at the door. Have y'all
will not
that?
Happen. Will not happen. Will not happen.
One thing about
and I like what you're saying, Brother Stallworth, as well as Brother Smith. One of the key things, let me jump in right here and talk about that, because this is some of the things that have been tossed around. Now, let's talk about the ACC. The ACC has decided to eliminate the game on the 12th. You understand? They're decided to eliminate the game. Neither one of those teams are playing. They can get ample rest and be ready to go. They know if Clemson beat Notre Dame could still be in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That would take two slots right there. Also,
uh-huh.
Some people, the fear of the Big Ten, I'm going to tell you why the Big Ten decided to just move Ohio State to the championship game, because it's a possibility, even if Florida beat Alabama, Alabama still would have been in the playoff. That's what everybody's afraid of. They're afraid of that. They're afraid that with that one loss and the way they have played all year, they are one of the four best teams. And Ohio State would be left out. But I'm going to be honest. I understand everybody feels sorry, but I don't feel sorry. They chose on August 11, I'm talking about the Big Ten, not to play because they knew what was going to happen now. They already knew that. The epidemiologists already knew that the flu was going to be a major problem for football in the Big Ten, in the Pac-12. They knew it was going to be a problem. That's
mm-hmm.
why they didn't want to do it on August 11th. But they was forced by the hand, by parents, the talking heads, the pundits, well, y'all the only one not playing. Y'all need to play. And they only had six games. So if they don't get in, that's because of their fault, not because of anybody else. Personally, I'm just coming at you hard. I'm going to tell you, I don't think it's because they ain't played for six games. Six games and everybody else has played 10, 11? No, I don't think that's fair to me. That's
so
not fair. I don't care if you're undefeated. You don't have the same kind of resume. You don't have the same resume as those teams that played 10 games, 11 games. You don't have the same resume. And they confiscated
the
problem. Go ahead on.
That's
go
the same thing.
Let me ask you this question.
I think I'm speaking. But my little brother, I will shut up. Okay. That's the same thing that I put on the table 2 weeks ago when we were talking about the Heisman Trophy. You're looking at Mac Jones, that is related to the number of games he's played, and you're looking at, you go down to Ohio State's quarterback, and looking at what he has done, I think most of his notability is based on last year coming into this year because of how they projected him to be a Heisman Trophy.
Yep.
He ain't played enough games to match up with nobody.
Yep.
I'm not gonna say that he has not done enough in those games, but I'm just saying number games plus statistics in lesser games, it don't add up now. It really don't.
Nope.
And there's no way that a person that plays lesser games can catch up when they get behind. So just let's say that he gets stagnated right here and can't play any more games. You're gonna have to not look at him. You're gonna have an issue there when it comes to Heisman Trophy. A lot of issues can happen here, and I think that we can go over and over and over and discuss it. But I really don't feel like it equates to a balance if a team does not play enough games, irregardless. Plus, I respect why they're not playing, but irregardless, it just not equates to a good championship format. That's just my opinion.
So I got a question for Dr. Smith and Coach Stallworth.
Yes, sir.
If you say Ohio State shouldn't be there, that's your opinion, by the six games, okay, I can understand that. Who do you think right now is your top four team? Who would you pick to say your top four team right now?
Alabama.
Alabama, we agree. Notre Dame.
Clemson.
And either Florida.
And I would think That's right. I would think if you had to right now put a team in, Ohio State should be number four. Because if you put a team at number four, then what you're saying is that's a it gives all the teams on the outside, especially the two SEC teams that have played a number of games, to be in the what? Be in the race. That spot right there is a lot more attainable than number two. Shit. Think about it now. Four is a lot more attainable for five and six than two.
Exactly.
Especially when both teams like ACC and SEC got championship bowls that they're going to play.
Exactly.
Think about that now. We'll talk about it next week. Think about it.
Exactly.
And see,
that's why I say we have to kind of look at it that way. You know, is apples to apples or apples to orange?
Yeah.
I know you're playing football to football, but you're only playing six games, and other teams are playing 11. And the same thing is going to apply and begin to show up in the odds with the Heisman, and that's coming up. That's not coming up next, but I want to say something about that. We can talk about that.
Okay.
The Heisman race, you got all the votes coming in, and at this point, they are neck and neck. That's Kyle Trask and Mac Jones. They are neck and neck. And you know who has moved up to third on a lot of the betting odds? Devontae Smith.
He has
moved up to third now because of the performance. There's no receiving that country playing at the level he's playing in. And no quarterback, if you're playing at that level, somebody got to throw the ball. So you see how
we're doing it based on 10 games.
But
that also goes back to why it will not benefit Murray, because he can't come back week to week to match and stay in the three-man race because he can't have a number game.
Nope. Won't have enough game.
And Devontae,
that's just our opinion about that.
Yeah,
exactly.
But Devontae Smith is playing. Devontae Smith is playing just like Mac Jones and just like playing like the kid down in Florida week to week. And with that, those stats accumulate. When you put stats on delay, it's just like, don't nobody even remember me, little brother Smith, because I won championships in the 90s. Them stats dead. So once them stats get laid down and get dead now, ain't no fertilizer gonna bring them damn stats back. Yeah, over.
No. Awesome, brother. Let's get a chance to move on. The call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, you get a chance to chat with Coach Stallworth, Coach Smith, and myself as we talk about the many topics that causes sports to reach a crossroad during COVID-19. All right, the next topic we want to talk about is because this was the hot topic. All the talk was on Monday was concerning Gus Malzahn. And some of the faithful Auburn fan or unfaithful Auburn fan and quite a few other fans was a part of this, the possibility of feeling why. The question was, why was it calling for people calling for Gus to be fired? And it's all about people thinking the program being mediocre. Some people, because this is 4 losses, 5 losses, 3 losses, 4. You know, what's y'all thought? We're going to take a minute or two to talk about that, and then we'll move forth and get to some of that high school. That high school football.
Can I go first on that?
Yes, sir. Yes,
go
sir.
Ahead.
Please go first.
Go ahead. Fire. But we can't fire. We can't get rid of it. And I'm a diehard Auburn fan. We can't get rid of it because of some numbers that say $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a diehard Auburn fan, but right now it's time for the bus to crank up and get out of Auburn. But because Gus Malzahn has $25 million on the keys, they ain't turned the missile yet to get him up out of there. So are we ready to pay $25 million for him to go to SEC Network? That yet to be determined.
Yet to be determined.
That's my take. Is it time for him to go? Yes. But when he do pack on that bus to go, he need to put Bo Nix on the front seat.
Now let it be the driver.
That's all I got to say about that. I'm like Forrest Gump now. All right. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, and if Bo Nix is on that bus, he better not pull no Rosa Parks. He just get his ass in the back and shut up and don't move. I want to say this. I like my little brother be on the air because he kind of feel my foul. me and Dr. Smith been doing this a long time. But listen, let me say this. Let's look at who we already paying. And I'm all saying, you got a damn senator, Tuberville.
There you go. Let's call his name.
That Jeff got off the payroll if he offered.
Mm-hmm.
And Lil Bro Smith just talked about going to the studio. Guess who already sitting in the studio and still on the payroll?
Gene Chizzy.
Back up this train. Let's go with the Bowden boy. We just cleared him.
Him out, yep.
I think we got some problems internally. If I was a coach right now, sign me up at Auburn. Damn, what I do, just give me a long-term deal.
Exactly.
We just pay folks forever.
Yes, sir.
And
sound like another school I know.
Ho. Here's what it's smart up to do, and we're going to move on. It's smart up to get broadcast a job, because guess what? If they get a job at another university, they can't get paid no more.
There you go. They're smart enough to do that. We're going to applaud all
of
them. Exactly. Bowden, Tommy Tuberville, and Chewy Gus, they're smart enough. They're smart enough to get these packets set up when you have bows.
That's right.
When you have bows, you're caught in that situation. You can't. You have to kind of wait till the numbers go down. And each year, the number does go down. So the good chance, you never know in 2 years, but what will your program be in 2 years? Will it be totally devastating? Will you be forced to pay whatever money needs to pay to kind of look at a new direction? Because we have young coaches coming along. South Carolina just hired a young coach, the Beamer. One of the Beamers, Sean Beamer, Shannon or whatever names, the Beamer son. So you got young coaches coming along that could be. So the thing about it, when you put yourself in that position, when the president was hired just 2 years ago, first thing he did, he gave the extension on the contract. A lot of people are upset about that at Auburn. So if they're comfortable with where it is, then they'll work it out because of the money. We're going to move to the next topic.
And guess who got dealt that hand, though?
Green, oh yeah, and they try to challenge him on our national network too. What you gonna do? Are you gonna really ever be an athletic director? And I have a problem with that, but we get caught on him next week. We want to get on talking about some high school basketball, and that's what some of the people joining us. Look at the storyline. One of the questions was whether Lee or Calhoun can defend their title in 21. It's 2021, but the championship will be played in 21. Can they defend their title? We'll take a few minutes to talk about that. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. I see the board lit up, but I don't have anybody. Just press 1 that they want to share their thoughts. They want to listen. It's all right with that. And you can be able to chat with Coach Stallworth, Coach Tony Stallworth, Coach Marvin Smith, and you could also chat with me as well. What's your thoughts on that about the defending of the championship by the now 6A Robert E. Lee, and still Calhoun is 2A, right? Still 2A, right?
I'm gonna pass this along to the senior leadership of this one. I mean, I'm gonna follow him.
All right then.
Your turn, Coach.
I had an old college professor when I was in college named, we used to call him Doc. Doc always said when we got into an issue that looked like this, he'd say, I'm going to put the hay out there where the goat can get it. the hay eel, and the goat.
You are on it tonight, man. You on it.
Calhoun rode that horse in one of the best players. I want to defend what I'm saying. I'm not calling the individual horse. I'm calling the scenario. Rode that individual and got a title, and I call it stole one, but earned it. That cannot happen. It will not happen this year. And it should not happen. On the other hand, people are going to fill the facilities, whatever capacity is, just to see that caliber player as a senior continue his high ride. And thank God that he signed with Alabama so we can still slip in and see him every now and then.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
But
every now and then.
Let's go down to Lehigh School. I want to say this with remorse. BJ is a very good friend of mine. Y'all bear with me on this.
Yes.
BJ been through a whole lot, whole lot. I might get a little emotional when I talk about this. If you go back and look at when he lost Scott.
Yes, sir.
On that accident.
He's a player Roger Scott.
You come on down the road and he won the championship. And the kid that was, to me, the most valuable player in that championship game didn't even get a chance to get his ring.
No, sir.
Moving on a little further, BJ lost his son in Troy in a shooting accident. To BJ, every other day, just like a son, he always tell me, Coach, thank you so very much for calling me, because sometimes I have to find some kind of way to do all this. His whole entire family has undergone COVID. And his wife now is may have one leg out, one leg in.
Yep.
So just to be on this topic, some things sometimes supersede championships. And we have to get the perspective of the individual involved in this. BJ, if he don't win another one, is a champion. Because he have withstood a lot of insurmountable odds. And I'll tell you this, off the record, he's done it the right way.
Yep.
I can't say that about everybody, but he's done it the
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We all know
that's a reward for him because of. And a lot of things we can't question, gentlemen. We can't question.
Yes, sir.
We have to find a way to breach a sense of understanding. And if he does not win it, he's still my champion. That's my take.
Awesome, awesome, brother. Awesome, brother.
Well, Coach, and to add just a little bit more to that story, he also just lost his boss.
Yes,
Dr.
Yes,
McCormick.
Sir. Yeah, Dr. McCormick.
Yeah.
So
it is.
That's
it,
right.
It's like a dark cloud over Lehigh School. Through all of the dark cloud at Lee High School, they still find ways to compete at the highest level. So you have to take your hats off to the football coaches. You have to take your hats off to the administrators, to the players. Yeah. To deal with everything that Lee High School have dealt with in the past few years, it's you can't even put words to describe it. Prayers to the staff, to the family, to BJ. Me and BJ go, you know, back to the Troy days when I was down there.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like you say, man. Just my prayers go out to him, and I'm gonna just leave it at that. But I will ease over towards the Calhoun situation, Coach. I heard you say, that you don't think that they can repeat. And
No, I didn't say that. I said they stole one and got one.
Okay.
And whether they do it again, the highlight of that championship will be the player that's still there of the chances. Then I did say that.
I don't believe you put it like that. Now, Dr. Smith, I wish we could replay that, how he put it. Now, I think he put it another way.
Can't rewrite it right now, but we'll move forward.
Because Dr. Smith, I could wait, because he said something about the horse and the goat and the hay and all of that out there in the field.
You said something about that, now. You did say something about that.
But my point is, Calhoun right now have not played a team on their schedule that is a small caliber team like them. Now you sitting there tell me that the road is going to be hard to get to Birmingham by going through, I love my alma mater to death. Leroy High School going to stop them? I love my county to death.
I am the athletic director here, and I cannot go to one of my teams.
Hey, you are a smart young man, though. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He's smart, man.
Ain't no way you're going to sit here. Okay, let me ask you this, Ben. Tony Starworth, Stephen A. Smith tonight. Who in 2A going to stop him down here in the South? Who in the 2A, who can you name right now in 2A in the South region going to stop Calhoun and JD?
The question was not asked whether they get
what
there.
You mean? You started it. You put it out there, though. Dr. Smith asked you a question, and you went to the, you went all on the phone. You went all the way down to the JFCL on the phone.
We talking about defending their title, so that... That means somebody got to sweep them and put them away now. It have to be that way.
That was the question. That was the question. Yeah. And you went all the way around the question. Well, can we ask you a question then, Coach? Let me ask you the question. Do you think they can repeat? That is the question.
No.
You don't think they can repeat?
If I think they can get there, yeah.
But you don't think they can repeat?
I think
LeBron James with Cleveland Cavaliers could whoop Golden State Warriors, did you?
Yes, him. Yeah. even J.R.
Yes,
J.
sir.
J.
Yes,
J.
sir.
J.
Oh, we own it tonight, boy. We own it tonight.
You,
I can tell you.
You gonna sit here and tell me LeBron of 2A can't get there and win it?
I look at the caliber of players in the NBA, regardless of their professional contributions, they are professionals anyway. I look
exactly.
at high school kids as high school kids, and some of them gonna remain that way. JD, on the other hand, he can carry them all but so far, and I think. Somewhere down the line. This is my opinion. Now, I've been there now. Respect me for being there now.
I know you didn't just say that. I'm going to cut you off. I know you just didn't say that you've been there. Do you realize who you had down there, Brad? I know you ain't sit here and try to compare that you've been there with your team and with his team. I'm going to cut you
That's
off.
What I'm
not going to let you go there. I'm not going to let you go there on that one.
Yeah, that man was loaded down there. He was loaded down there.
Yes. Yeah, he was loaded, Dr. Smith.
I've been there.
How you gonna sit here and tell me he's been there? You ain't
been
there.
As an associate executive director passing out trophies. I wasn't talking about the trophies. He's fixing it up. He's putting a cream on it tonight.
That's what I'm talking about, Coach. Hey, keep this thing rolling, brother. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Have a little fun tonight. That's what we're having some fun. Brothers, what we want to do right quick is we're going to run off some information because we got to close this thing out.
Can you tell me?
Can you
tell me,
Dr. Smith?
Let me hear your opinion. Can you tell me you think Calhoun can repeat or not? That's fine. Let me hear your opinion on the situation that you just asked us.
Because I haven't seen enough basketball, I believe they can repeat. With that player, now I watched him last year. It was close. So my point, and that was with JD, and I don't know. Now two of those boys, number one and the other kid, both of them played for me at Hamble Billups. So I do know those kids, but they wasn't the players that they are now. So my point is, I don't know what the 1 year brought him. I don't know who, because I haven't seen him play. But you have. Coach Marvin Smith, I had a chance to see him because he didn't call the game there. So at this point, I'm going to say they're going to be able to do it with J.D., but when he get up in them finals, things begin to change a little bit. And we'll kind of see what it's going to be like. Coaching has to prevail. So we're going to just say, from my end, I'm going to say because, I spent 12 years in Lowndes County. Yeah, I think they can repeat. Because that was home for 12 years. As a coach, as an administrator, as a central office person, all of that. And then I retired. So that's my last sight. So I'm going with the county. I'm going with home folks.
Great.
How about that?
Great.
There you go. So that's awesome. Awesome, man. I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. Let's kind of run down a few things that we need to touch on before we get out of here. We wanted to talk about the new coaches that are in South Central Alabama, which is in the central area. At Park Crossing, we have Courtney Ward of the boys team. Now, this is a trend that's happening in Montgomery. Courtney Ward is the second young lady to take hold of a boys team. Knight young lady over at Jeff Davis was the first one, what, last year or 2 years ago? So Courtney Ward, who was a girls basketball coach, varsity coach, she's taking over the boys team at Park Crossing. We have Terry Thomas, who came from Central High School down in Lowndes County. He's the head coach at Lanier. These are new coaches in this area. Steve Rogers, a lot of people remember Steve Rogers, who had a great offer, a stellar career at Lanier and at Alabama State, then in Middle Tennessee he was there, and he went on and had an opportunity to play overseas. He's the head coach at Prattville. Stanhope Elmo, you have David Cochran. You have him over there at Stanhope Elmo Boys. At Montgomery Academy Girls, you have Reggie Mantu. You got him at Montgomery Academy Girls. At Alabama Christian Girls, you have Dandre Evans, who was over at Lanier. Now he's at Alabama Christian. Pike Road Girls, and everybody would know this name. I know all of y'all know this name. Barry Fincher. Barry's at Montgomery Academy. He's at Montgomery Academy. Yeah, AUM at Montgomery Academy. He's now over at Pike Road Girls. Those are those individuals who are going to make an impact coming up. Also, we had some transfer players who are going to impact this region as well. Montgomery Academy received a transfer young lady, Chloe Johnson, and she came in averaging at 15 points a game from one of the AISA teams. And then also Robert E. Lee, over there where Coach Johnson at, received transfer brothers. You have LeGarrett Searles and LeNarrett Searles. They are coming in, and they averaging right at 15, 14 points a game. So he built it up again, and he even quoted, I'm going to quote him, he said, some things going to happen, he's going to shake the world up, and that's what he put in the paper. And so we'll keep an eye on Robert E. Lee High School. We'll keep an eye on all of these schools. Quickly, Coach Starwood, if you want to kind of run off something about the high school athletic state championship games that's been concluded. Yes, sir.
Yes, I want to say that before you get into that, I think we have to look at some outstanding changes in high school as coaches. I want to mention a few of them because those high school games put away 287, but I'm going to run that back quick, too. I think the Reggie Mantu, which people don't know, used to be down at Greenville at the private school, done a tremendous job. He's also an AUM grad. I think that the situation with Barry Fincher, also an AUM guy, that has done a tremendous job. He used to be at Montgomery Academy. Is that right?
Yes.
Steve Rogers at Stanhope Elmore is very, very, very affordable to that job. Steve has been patient. He's a quiet storm, great player. I'm overly impressed and prepared. Going into championship football, it was a rainy night in Atlanta. Rainy night in Linton. But I tell you like this. If it had been dry, the story might have been worse. But it is what it is. Mars Hill Bible, I think, was one of those situations where I said to myself, I remember when Goshen High School, Major Lane had one of the best teams around him, and he still had Marble Hill's Bible. Major got into the ministry, La-La. You know what I told him why he got into the ministry? Marble Hill Bible.
Correct.
St.
Yes,
Paul.
Sir.
I want to say, my hat goes up to St. Paul, because St. Paul fight a hell of a battle. Gets the High School Medical Association and lost, but came back, renewed the relationship, and got the trophy. Thompson. Auburn High School, I don't want to go there. I don't even want to think about how that happened, but I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to let that go. And I think all the high schools, I'm going to say it in unity, deserve the championship that they won. They all played good. It was very good game. I think the only game that I think was basically walked out, it was probably one of the games. I think any team that came from down here. And I'm going to say this. Linden was very deserving. Great football team, outstanding athlete. I think the game probably could have, may have gone their way even if it had been dry. But I respect them because it was done right. But let me just say this. High school football has been very fortunate.
Yes.
We better be glad we got through it.
Yes, yes.
If basketball survived this, we know there's a God. Because I'm telling you, this COVID right now is causing a whole lot of issues. And I'm saying it from the perspective of what I do every day, trying to keep coaches to understand. And it's hard to tell coaches don't worry about winning, but take care of kids. That's not acceptable.
Yep.
That's not an abuse. But it's rough. Let's just pray that we can have a championship format in basketball, just like we were afforded, safe and sound in football. That's my take. And again, I don't think Calhoun will win it. Bye. Okay, okay. Let me see. I know you're gonna slide that in there, but anyway. But speaking of coaches, Shane, let me just say this first. I want to take my hats off to Coach Knight over at JD, and I want to take my hats off to Coach Ward over there at Park Crossing for stepping up. You got to understand, Courtney Ward played basketball at the highest level. It ain't like she don't know basketball. You got to take the Florida State. You got to take the that's right. You know,
she wears a gun on the side.
Your deputy sheriff. Correct.
I had
you
to
do it all.
Hey, so,
well, Stephen A. Smith is on it tonight. But and then up in Prattville, I had the chance to call Coach Rogers' game the other night up in Tampa.
Class guy.
Let me tell you something. Prattville don't have the best talent, but he is getting the best out of the players.
Yes, he is.
If that makes sense. He is getting the best out of the players with the talent that he has. No, he don't have no talent like the twins that's over there at Lee. Them twins, by the way, Dr. Smith, that's at Lee. They are twins. And Whip and the coach that's over there at Lanier. That gentleman, he's a class guy too, man. I tell you. He has some good assistants on his bench, and they're winning, by the way. Lanier is making some noise. They're winning games with him and the assistant and the staff that he has over there. But the gentleman up there, Stanhope, his first year had a chance to call his game when Calhoun went up there. He's a class act guy. He just said, hey, man, the better team and the best player. They had the best player. We may have the better team, but they had the best player on the court. And that's the way the outcome came when Calhoun went up there. With Calhoun, and I'm going to get ready to close out, let Dr. Smith say what he got to say. Coach Stephen A. Smith.
I just sent you a text message.
And by the way, Dr. Smith said something about transfers. I hear the rumors that the transfer from your hometown, J.F. Shields, or the actress, got a player that's ineligible up at Calhoun, who's about 6'5", 6'6", that has been coached by one of the best coaches, Hall of Fame coaches. But I'm just telling you what the rumor is, huh, sir?
I haven't heard that.
Okay, but, hey, he's getting eligible, and he can play because I heard rumors that he was being coached by one of the best coaches down there ever to come through J.F. Shields, Jerome Sanders. So that's going to help Calhoun also win the state championship again, and that's all I got to say about that.
I think everything needs a little investigation just to ensure that eligibility is right. But what you don't want to do is to get so far down the road and somebody has to pull the plug. Guess who don't pull the plugs no more?
Yeah, right.
Well, we know they're pulling the plug. We know. Hey, we know that. Hey, Dr. Smith. Hey, we know it's the whistleblowers over there in Crenshaw County.
Oh my God. We definitely get to the end of the show. We got an awesome night tonight. I'm gonna cut them off right there because it's so important that we wrap this thing up. We wanna do a couple of things. We got to announce a couple of things. And we appreciate both of y'all joining us tonight, as well as all our watchers, as well as our listeners. We want to give a shout out and let everybody know how you can play a part in a service project. It's titled Operation Blue Hope, presented by the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Georgia Memorial Funeral Home, Southern Spirit and Brew, the mayor of the town of Georgiana, and members of the city council in support of doing this. The goal is to feed the community. And on December the 20th, at 2:30 to 4:30, we will be serving the community in front of Georgiana Memorial Funeral Home on Highway 31. We want you to come and join us if you have any questions. But on top of that, we have a live remote going on. It's a broadcast from WKXN 95.7, the Big KD, with our fraternity brother and chapter member, none other than Brother Darryl E. Train Elliott. And he'll be there. So come join us on the 20th of December so you can be a part. If you just want to be able to help, we're looking for people who would love to help and volunteer. Because we got it all set up. I have the coordinator on the line, but I'll take his talk for this time to kind of share exactly. Now, the numbers to make contact for information, you can contact with Coach Marvin Smith, 334-549-0950. Again, 334-549-0950. That's Brother Marvin Smith. Then also you can contact me at 334-301-8775 if you want more information concerning Operation Blue Hope presented by Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Georgiana Memorial Funeral Home, and Southern Spirit and Brew, along with the town of Georgiana. Check us out. We want you to come in on December the 20th, 2020, from 2:30 to 4:30 at Georgiana Memorial Funeral Home. It's a drive-and-go dinner for the needed. And that's what's happening. Also, we want to give a shout-out to Kurt Hatcher, one of our sponsors, his voice, our voice, his vision, our vision for Senate seat District 26. Runoff election on Tuesday, December 15th. Get out and vote. Go to the polls. The polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. He's honest, transparent, and ethical. If you want to make contact with Representative Kurt Hatcher, you can through KurtForSenate26.com, Facebook.com/KurtForAlabama, and then you go to Instagram and you can get Kurt.Hatcher. Check that out. We're trying to make these things happen. Team, I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. I appreciate you all joining us.
We want to give a shout out to those people that join us on Facebook. We always have to do the ad on Instagram. We have LaShawn Long. Thank you so much. We have Odessa Blessing, and that's represented by Brother Kevin Dunning, and he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We have Tiffany Davis, none other than 29 plus 5 now. We have Cardi Tay Hill. Thank you so much, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. LaTae Pickett, joining us with Inspire to Inspire Ministry. Thank you so much for joining us, LaTae. Also, we have Deborah Yvonne Holmes joining us as well. We have LaTosha Davis Johnson, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. We have Demetria Besser, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. We also have Nicole Davidson, who's joining us from out of the state of Georgia. She's also a member of our military serving our country. Thanks for your service, Nicole Davidson, out of McKenzie. We also have Belinda Davis, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We also have LaTosha A. Watts, our frat brother, Winston Bingo O'Neill, out of the Great Lake region of the state of Michigan. Denise Stephanie, behind the mass ministry out of Berkeley, California. We have them all over the country, you can see. We also have Dion Dixon, joined as a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have Yvette Smith, my biological young sister. We have Lisette St. James joining us as well. And last but not least, we have two individuals. We have Michelle Langford Lovett, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And now we have the Sunshine Lady, none other than Cecilia Jackson. Those are the individuals that's joining us tonight. Thank you so much. Team, you got a minute to say give your last shout out, and we're going to close it out because we're down to about 7 minutes now. We got to make this thing do what it do. Go ahead on, team.
Brothers, I want to say this while I got a moment. Thank you so very much for allowing me to be a part of the show, as always, Dr. Smith, little brother Smith. I want to say this. Our prayers go out to our fallen brother, little brother Harris. We pray that he continue. I went by the same day. We pray that he continue to grow in spirit, grow in health, and continue to grow toward brotherhood. Also, want to say that please be mindful that we have a responsibility as individuals to respect this pandemic. It has gotten to a point now where it has sufficed and surfaced. And it is in a situation where if you don't take care of yourself, you can allow yourself and somebody else to be a victim of something that we can't fight because you can't see. Thank you so very much, as always. And my parting words are, you take the day, and don't let the day take you. I'm out.
Awesome, my brother.
I just want to take time out to say I just want to take time out to say, hey, I have really enjoyed tonight, man. Thank you, Dr. Smith, for what you are doing with your Smith Way production and everything that you're doing. And I also want to take time out to say to the Butler County community, come by. And you can't beat God's giving, no matter how we try. So come by, be some of the 20th, and Be a blessing. You'll be a blessing, and we're gonna bless you.
You,
but you can't be God given.
The
matter
boy
how you,
he gives to you.
But
you
I want to say this in honor of my principal, Dr.
Really
McCormick. He used to always tell us before we leave as a staff and a faculty, the woods are lovely, dark and deep. Miles to go before we sleep. Miles to go before we sleep. Thank y'all for letting me be a part of
it. And you know what happened? When he told me and Major Lane that one time, it got dark early. I said, Doc,
come on,
Doc, the woods are got deep. He looked at me and said, well, Brother Stalwart, Brother Lane, you can come and go as you wish. I'm going to get paid either way.
Exactly. Any way you go, I'm going to get paid. And
that's what I'm talking about. It's been an awesome night. Thank you, team, so much for joining us. We want you to also have an opportunity. We have our shirts as representing our production company with all our shows and all our team members. And we want to continue to grow. If you want a shirt, now the cost of the shirt for delivery and the cost will be $10. You can go to Cash App, go to Lorenza Smith Cash App, and you can cash out the $10. But if you just say you want a shirt, email me, direct message me, and give me your size, give me your delivery address. It's Christmas time. I'm going to give you a shirt. Everybody can have a shirt, and we have a limited number, so let me know your size. Let me know whether you want a shirt. We'll send it to you. Whether you have the $10 or not, $10 is going to cover shipping. Because I had to pay $7, $8 no matter where it went, unless I can hand deliver it. I'm telling you, we're trying to make things happen. Hashtag responsible. That's what's on the shirt. And also, I have all the shows and all the members. Also, hashtag One Life Matter. Hashtag keep on grinding. And the next hashtag is communication for understanding. And last but not least, tell your family members you love them. It's some things happening. People we're losing day by day. We talked about Dr. McCorbett. We have talked to Mr. Farrell. We also had several other. Then our prayers is for Serena Johnson. She's, you know, we want to be there supporting one another in the education arena. We want you to continue to do it. Or send your prayers up because that's what it's all about. But as we get ready to leave out of here, hug somebody. Virtually hug them. Tell them you love them because that's what it's all about. Because I'm going to always tell you that I love you. Now, to go back to my email, it's lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Email me your size, your delivery address, or direct message me. Have an awesome rest of the night. We're going to come back with a little small show on Friday, which is the Ballin' with the Doc. We're going to talk some more sports. Have an awesome rest of the weekend. If your team player, root for your team. That's what it's all about, because we are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Team, thank you so much. And I'm going to say it like this, like I always say. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Bless, 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 bless.
I'm number one.